we would have loved to have come away with a win, but you know, I can't fault the lads' efforts. You know, they've really tried hard throughout the day. You know, we've bowled about 100 overs there in that last innings, and I can't remember an obvious catch going down. I think there might have been some really, really hard chances, but we haven't really missed an obvious catch, and we haven't missed a run out. I think that we bowled well, and I think the Glamorgan guys batted well in quite tough conditions. So, all in all, if you love your cricket, it was actually a blustery, cold day, but it was really, really interesting cricket. And credit to both teams, I think, because it was a really hard-fought draw in the end, and I'm proud of what the players did. We didn't pull it off, but I'm really proud of the way we bowled, we fielded, and the way we fought. But it wasn't to be, and that's cricket. That can happen sometimes, and on another day we would have bowled them out. But we're unbeaten. We've had two draws where we've had the best of, and two wins, and we're very much looking forward to the next four-day game against Essex.
We were saying this afternoon that was a good championship cricket, wasn't it? I mean, Glamorgan weren't going to give it away, and Bragg batted virtually all day, and Wallace stuck in there with him. It was a good, hard, top-class professional cricket, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think Wall was a captain's innings, definitely, and stopping the rot. But Bragg played the, you know, outstanding innings of the fourth innings, and you know, for him to bat so long against Ajmal was a really, really good effort. And obviously it's going to hold him in good stead now in his own career, because I know he's fighting and desperately trying to make a good career of it as a batsman, and if he keeps playing like that, he'll do very, very well. But you know, we can't forget as well the outstanding display of Darryl Mitchell this match, and to score the runs he has so far this season, and the two centuries in the game, you know, is a really, really fine effort. And you know, they'll be picking Test side soon, and hopefully I'd like to think that he might get a mention. Now, he might not get in the side at all, but you know, it's lovely to think that he might get a mention.
Didn't do much for Syed Ajmal today. I mean, even on that fourth day, the wicket hadn't crumbled, had it? It wasn't breaking up.
I think the tough thing for us is the ball did get soft with that wet outfield early on today, and once that hardness and it did, the wet got into the ball and the seam, it made it very, very difficult. It was going in and out of shape, which is why the umpires wouldn't change it, but that made life very difficult, and the ball wasn't spitting or keeping as low as much as it was when it was hard. So, you know, that was a crucial part of the game. But you know, as a batting side, when you're trying to bat out a draw, you need a little bit of luck as well, and if the ball goes out in and out of shape and goes soft, then that's a little bit of luck that you need.
Moving on from here, you've got a match next week at Cambridge. I would imagine you're going to give some guys a rest.
Yeah, we will. The other important thing, the back end of the week, is the start of the T20 competition, and we want to obviously make an impact in that competition, and we want to get a good start. We've got two tough games coming up straight away against Durham and Lancashire, and so the important thing for us is to be ready for those games as well. So, you know, we're going to play a relatively strong side at Cambridge, but we will definitely be resting some guys. Resting them, but also preparing them for T20, because it's an opportunity that we might steal a march on some of the teams who are playing, who, you know, we can go about and set about getting some good plans and practice sessions in place for the first T20 game at Durham.